innercitygeeks.net. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Industry Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. In this episode 237, joining me today, I got Renee.
Hey, what's up, Steve? And what's up, listeners?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Pretty weird, I guess. It's been a pretty crazy week, as usual. But this was like double crazy. Something, I mean, you know what's going on with me, but like there's something going on in my body that I keep cramping up, and it's getting better and better like by the day. But like today, man, I was out driving and like I just coughed and turned my head, and then like I started cramping up with my torso. It's really not fun. Hopefully the blood work that I got this week will let me know what's up. Yeah, that's been like the major thing. I mean, do you want me to go into what I've been watching and stuff, or
what you've been watching?
Yeah, like I've been watching a lot of like older movies just to kind of get ready for Godzilla in a couple months. Mm-hmm. So I saw Skull Island again, which is still really good. And I saw the first Godzilla last night, and that was actually way better than I thought and remembered. Because I hadn't seen it since the theaters. Right. And King of the Monsters too, I haven't seen it since the theaters. And they're just really cool, fun movies. I totally forgot everything about the first Godzilla. Mm-hmm. And like halfway through it, I'm like screaming at the TV. Like it was a really fun movie. It gets a bad rap because of Kick-Ass and Heisenberg getting killed off, but like I thought it was cool, but like for a stupid silly monster movie, like you can't take this shit too seriously, but like
yeah,
it was pretty good, man. The special effects are great, like really fucking good. And yeah, it's a fun movie. Other than that, man, I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. I don't know if I got that good or everybody else just sucks, because I've been like really like on top of my game, dude. Like, and it's just I'm just playing and I just don't notice, and I'm like, oh shit, I won the game. So a lot of that's been going on. Waiting for the PS5. I checked in with GameSpot today, and they said they're supposed to send it out next week, because they did say on the pre-order that's supposed to be February. So next week, hopefully, I'll be able to talk about the PS5.
Sweet.
And still hunting for toys, but not that much, because it's been a crazy month and I spent a lot of money. The other thing I did was I finally took out the AR to shoot. I don't know if I spoke about it on the podcast, but I'm a gun guy now. I'm a gun nerd now. And it's like, I'll give you an example. Like, I'm watching Godzilla, right? And do you remember when they're on the bridge, the San Francisco Bridge?
Yeah.
They're shooting at they all have these guns that are like really low caliber. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching it and I'm like, those guns would never hurt him. Like, it was just so stupid. I was like, but it just automatically came out of me. And I was like, all right. So, yeah, like I'm a gun guy now.
Okay.
I picked up a conversion kit to change the caliber of the gun so I can get cheaper ammo, because ammo is still really scarce, man. PS5s and ammo are like the hardest thing to find in America right now. Yeah. So a regular AR has a certain type of bullet. It's called 5.56. Or 7.62, and I took this part out, the bolt carrier thing, where like when you put the clip in and the gun shoots, it takes the bullet. The bolt carrier group is what takes the bullet and puts it into the barrel. So you can switch that out, and I got a lower caliber, and I've just been like having a blast with that fucking gun, dude. Plus, I can see now, so like
that's a good thing. You got your new glasses, so you get to.
Yeah, I got my new glasses this week too, in my contacts, and I'm actually able to see, which is probably why, like, a lot of things I've noticed lately. I'm way better than I was because I was fucking blind. But no, yeah, like this was the first week where I actually went shooting with the Beretta and the AR, where like I could actually see what I was doing while like switching glasses. Nice. And it was fucking awesome. Like, I hit every target that I wanted to at 6 yards and 10 and 20. Yeah, it's crazy like how much stuff I've learned and taught myself about guns in a really small amount of time. Guns are fun, but they're also really, really not fun. And I come from it from a fun perspective. Like, I have these guns, but they're for fun. They're not for me to go to some fucking militia camp and pretend I'm G.I. Joe or some shit. I'm just having fun, you know? And I love the Beretta. The Beretta's sweet too. That's about it, man. So right now, my whole life is video games trying to figure out what's next with my mom's stuff and guns.
So yeah, you're pretty much shooting in the games and then shooting at the targets.
Yeah,
yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, okay. Man. It's been a good month. Like, other than the health issues thing, like, I've been pretty good.
Well, good. I'm excited. I'm glad you're having fun and you're enjoying yourself. And that's what life's about. You gotta enjoy yourself with a kid.
Well, the other thing about it too, and I've been thinking about it a lot lately, just because the holidays like really fucked me up. Mm-hmm. But this is like the first year. Last year was like the first time that I actually like let myself enjoy life for in a really long time. Mm-hmm. Ever since I left Miami, everywhere I went, like, I was in survival mode. And when you like that, it changes your perspective on things. Mm-hmm. And then now that I'm not doing that anymore and that I'm comfortable here and this is my home for now, it's just like this huge thing that was holding me back isn't holding me back. So yeah.
Yeah, because you're pretty much like not on edge as much as you were at one point.
Yeah, man, because you pretty much
found like the nice balance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's the meds too, and I'm not like complaining. Like, they really help. I got a story about that. I'll get into next week, but yeah.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, man. Steve, well,
where are you up to, man? How you been, man?
Well, I've been all right, man. It's been a crazy long week. Of course, I mentioned last week that I was gonna be working pretty much all the media stuff's gonna be happening at the convention center before the Super Bowl. And that's pretty much what I've been doing. I did one day of regular work, and then everything else has pretty much been at the convention center. And it's been pretty fun and eventful. Well, kind of eventful. Well, not really, probably. But it's been cool. Like, I pretty much have been standing over there and getting everybody that supposed to be doing things at the convention center, getting them all set up for everything that's going to be happening within the next week or so before the actual Super Bowl happens. So I've been getting them the credentials and getting them situated so that way by the time they actually have to do everything at the convention center or even at the stadium itself, they have all their shit when they need it. So,
and like, how far, I didn't even think about this, but like, how far is it where you are downtown to the stadium?
It's a few miles. It's not that right? Close. Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering about that. Like,
yeah. Actually, let me Google that shit right now. I don't think it's that far.
Well, the only thing I want to add to Steve's thing, which is really important, people here on Reddit are already calling it the Super Spreader Bowl. Be careful, dude. I mean, I know you're smart and you take care of things, but like, yeah, mm-hmm. just be careful. And yeah, like, I really hope I'm wrong, but you know, just be careful, dude.
Yeah, it's gonna be okay, I think, because one thing that is going on is that we at least people that are gonna be working there need to wear masks all the fucking time, regardless of mm-hmm. what's going on. And that's the main thing. That's the main issue right there. Like, that's the main thing that we're all worried about is if, you know, people are going to be doing the right thing or if they're not going to be doing the right thing. We don't know. But what is expected is that everybody does wear their mask. That's the main thing that we want. But if it doesn't happen, I don't know. So the stadium to the convention center is actually like 4.5 miles.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. So it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not that far. All the events and everything that's pretty much going to be going on before everything, for the most part, is going to be at the convention center. And then there's also going to be some things at the Curtis Hickson Park, which is where they're going to have a bunch of fan events as well, which is also in downtown Tampa. Not that far from the convention center. Just go down the Riverwalk, and it's gonna be a whole bunch of shit set up over there. All before everything is supposed to be going down at the stadium.
How's the security from your perspective?
It's pretty good. it's at the moment it's pretty light because of course there's not really like anything going on, but there are gonna be metal detectors and there's gonna be crazy amount of cops, and I saw like today I let in like about 100 or so Homeland Security people.
Oh wow, good.
So they were getting their credentials for everything. But there's a lot of people. There's a lot of first responders, a lot of fire people, fire department people going through the entire thing. There's a lot of people that are gonna be there. And a lot of those people are pretty aware of the situation. So it's gonna be pretty safe for the most part, other than, you know, some people that are gonna be dumb and getting drunk. But yeah. But also like the fact that like it's not gonna just be regular fans that are gonna be there. It's gonna be, of course, they're gonna have like the 7,500 for like hospital people. But oh, wow. Awesome. But they're also gonna have 22,000 paid people that are gonna be there. But those tickets are super expensive. So it's not just gonna be regular friends, it's gonna be people with money. So, because tickets are really fucking expensive. For last time I saw, tickets were about $8,000 a piece.
American?
Yeah, holy American. Shit. And they don't just sell you one. They sell you, you can only buy two at a time or multiples like that. If you got $16,000 to spend on a ticket, I'm assuming you know what the fuck you're doing.
And you need to get a life. Holy shit.
Yeah,
it's a lot of money, man. You know how much weed I can get?
Yeah, a lot. But you know, it's like I said, it's gonna be an interesting situation. It's gonna be really fun. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for just to see how everything turns out in Tampa itself while this whole thing is gonna be going down. Because of course, the first time ever that a home team is actually in the Super Bowl, as well as like playing in it. So the home team is playing in where they're actually having the event. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, the home team. All right, so it's kind of like if you're in New York, if the Giants got to the Super Bowl and the game was going to be at the Giants Stadium that year, right? Nobody knew it. It was funny because like I'm not into sports ball that much anymore. And it was really funny because the night that the Buccaneers won, like I was sleeping, and I woke up to go play video games or watch something, and I saw the thing on CNN, and I was like, "Oh my god, they fucking did it!"
Yeah, they fucking did it.
Who are you rooting for?
Well, I guess I can kind of go for the home team, I guess, for them, because like I don't really care much for the Chiefs. But it's not that I don't care much for the Chiefs. Like they do have a really good team. They have a really good quarterback. They have a really good defense, a really good offense. So both teams are really, really good. And seeing, you know, you got Mr. Old Man and Mr. Young Guy.
Yeah.
One of them going for their 10th Super Bowl, the other one going for their second possible win for, if he does win, he'll be the only player to win two Super Bowls in a row that is pretty much young as fuck at the moment, because he won last year. If he wins this year, it's two Super Bowls in a row when he's still underneath like 25. So that's going to be insane. But also, Tom Brady would make his 10th Super Bowl appearance, possible another win. I know. People aren't necessarily huge fans of his. He has a history. He has a weird history, but
let me tell you about him really quick. All right, two things I'm gonna say real quick. One, this motherfucker, when he came down here to Tampa, he broke quarantine at the stadium, and security had to kick his ass out because he was like, "I'm Tom Brady." Number two, he's a big MAGA supporter, and that's another thing that people kind of just fucking forgot. But like, he was a MAGA guy. He had the hat and everything, so he can go fuck himself. Plus three, he's a fucking cheater. And he's playing for Boston for a long time. He's a fucking cheater. And I hate cheaters, man. I hate cheaters that cheat in relationships. I hate cheaters that cheat at football. I hate cheaters that cheat at fucking video games. Like, get a life, dude. Ugh. Tall, goofy-looking motherfucker. I hate that guy. I want the Chiefs to win again, man, because I can't stand fucking Brady. Hate that guy.
Yeah. So who knows? I have a strong feeling that if they do wind up winning this year, he is going to retire after the game. But who knows? I can't really call it like that. You know, it could be like, oh yeah, I'm just going to keep playing it out for the next, you know, few years. But like I said, like I think my huge thoughts are basically saying like after they win, if they win, he's going to call it quits, and then he's going to be like, okay, yeah, I got my 10 Super Bowl wins. I don't need it anymore. I've done more than Michael Jordan has. So yeah.
Yeah, well, go Chiefs.
Yeah.
See, you know,
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if the Chiefs win. Like they have a really strong team, so I want to see who's gonna win. Either way, neither one of them are my teams. Like I'm a big fan of the Giants and the Ravens, and neither of them made them. So just gonna have to see where it goes.
I'm gonna say, this is gonna be like a weird prediction, but I'm gonna say if Tampa does win, it's going to be another quarterback after halftime.
It's a possibility.
He's too fucking old. Like, I'm telling you, he's going to either fuck up or he's going to get taken out of the game halfway through.
I don't know because he's actually done really good all season wide. Like, he hasn't had any issues. He hasn't had any real hiccups. He probably had like one or two interceptions in the entire playoffs at the moment. Whoa. I believe. So he's been on point. He's been on point. His offense is really good. They have a lot of good receivers. He has a lot of good, you know, runners. So like it's an interesting way that for him to come into Tampa and actually build his team, because a lot of the things that he's pretty much, I guess, been responsible for is actually putting his team together the way he wants his team to be. And I've heard in a bunch of different interviews them saying, like, okay, the coach himself was like, listen, like, you want to do this way, you can do it this way. Just make sure they do what they got to do. So that way, you know, we have a chance at something. Because, of course, in the beginning, the first couple games, they were kind of on the shit side of everything. And they've pretty much built into a team that made it to the Super Bowl. So
fair enough, yeah.
So he knows what he's doing with his team, but, you know, we got to see. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. It's going to be, regardless, it's going to be a really good game.
I'm just happy for you. You get to see it live.
Yeah, exactly. And then we got, you know, the weekend, the halftime, and Miley Cyrus is going to be performing on the pre-show. And, yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So I guess enough of our wait, jockey stuff, because
I forgot something you just reminded me of. So I was driving around today, and like the mall, there's a mall about like a mile south of us, and like you have to kind of drive around. There's a shortcut to get to another major street, and they have the vaccine thing going on at the mall. There's fucking National Guard. Guarding shit. I was like, I mean, I'm glad and I get it, but I was just kind of surprised seeing them in that parking lot. Really? Like, it was just weird. Yeah. A National Guard were like
at the University Mall?
Yeah, they set up a vaccine place. They set up a vaccine spot, but right now it's only for seniors. Right. And yeah, they had National Guard, like the entrances into the mall, like the way you drive in and at the doors.
Interesting.
I was like, all right. I mean, good. Like, that's kind of, we need that. But, you know, it's just kind of like, That's the world we live in now after January 6th. So,
yeah, it really is. It really is. But at least there's, you know, there's positive and high hopes for the future. So,
oh yes, and it's already starting. So,
yeah, exactly. So like I said, that's enough of us actually talking about stuff that isn't necessarily geek stuff. Yeah. So. We're geeking out on shit, but not the shit that, you know, most people tend to geek out on, or at least the people that are usually in this demo that we have here.
You'd be surprised. A lot of jocks into the superhero stuff.
Yeah, true.
But that shit cracks me up because it's like, I remember when we went to go see, when I went to go see like Avengers Endgame, I made that joke that I was like, irony. The guys used to kick my ass and bully me over the stuff that they're going to go watch in the theater this week.
Yep.
That should kill me. But like, yeah, it's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it really is.
As long as they, everybody loves this stuff. So it's, that's the important thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good thing. All right, Renee. So I want you to start these off because I know you sent me a bunch of things and you know more about them than I do. So go ahead.
All right. So I'm just going to like go into the whole spiel about the Star Wars stuff that I was looking at this week. Yeah, I'm like a huge video game fan and I love the last Star Wars video game called Jedi Fallen Order. And that's so good, dude. Like even just like if you go watch the cutscenes on YouTube and it's a great Star Wars story. And because of the way Lucasfilm is doing stuff, all of that is canon. So it's a really good game. Really good game. Great game. And this last week or the week before or 2 weeks ago, the news broke that Lucasfilm Star Wars had not renewed their contract with EA so that other studios can make video games. And what came out of that is that we have the Indiana Jones game being done by BioWare, who are the people who did the Corsair games, the Knights of the Republic games. They're going to do the Indiana Jones game. That's one. We don't know anything about that game other than the fact that it's coming in next year, I think. And then this week, it dropped that Ubisoft is making... Ubisoft makes the Tom Clancy games, like The Division and Ghost Recon and Rainbow Six, which is the really big one now, and The Division 2 for some people. Ubisoft, and they've made some really great games. They've made some of the best games around. Actually, Assassin's Creed, it's not my kind, it's not my cup of tea, but it is one of the best open world game series going on right now. So yeah, Ubisoft is working on an open world game like Assassin's Creed, like GTA, like Breath of the Wild, with the Star Wars universe. And we don't know anything about it other than that Ubisoft is working on it, which is a huge deal. People have been asking this kind of game for Star Wars since GTA came out. So hopefully they'll be able to pull it off. So yeah, Ubisoft working on a new game. There's also some news that popped up, and it's rumored, but it's pretty much been substantiated this week. Literally yesterday, I saw a video where they're like, yeah, it's happening. There's going to be another KOTOR game made by some studio that we don't know who it is yet. It's a really, really, really cool game series, and it's a really cool role-playing game series. And if they can make this game just as good as the first and the second one, then they're going to have another huge success. Yeah, that was the games. All right, the other thing is that we're old. Like, this year is supposed to be one of the 50th. No, this year is the 50th anniversary of Lucasfilm. So Hasbro is starting to release, well, they're off for pre-order, but Hasbro is starting to make some reprints, I guess, or reproductions of the ones that are coming out first are Phantom Menace. It's Mace Windu, Battle Droid, Obi-Wan, Mace Windu, and somebody else. And then that's it that I could find so far. I saw some other stuff with Greedo. And old man Obi-Wan. They're really nice figures. All the new black figures have been really, really good. So I don't want to like spend more money, but they look really good, man. Plus, like if they're all on Hasbro Pulse. Hasbro Pulse is just like their website for collectors. You can pre-order them and they don't charge you until it ships. So like I pre-ordered the Mandalorian helmet. They're not gonna charge me till July when it's actually, you know, shipped. So, yeah, if you guys are interested in this stuff, go check out Hasbro Pulse. They have a great YouTube channel that talks about all the toys. And, yeah, their website is dope. It's just really frustrating because all the really good stuff is sold out and you got to go look for it on eBay. But, yeah, that's the Star Wars nerdy stuff, I guess, from my side. There's been some other stuff, too, but, like, I haven't had a chance to read the High Republic stories or anything like that. Like, I might check out the comic books when if they're out or when they come out. Because I know the books have been getting really good reviews, and I'm going to try to check them out. But, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. Hell yeah. All right. So, We got a few things that we haven't spoken about, and the first thing I guess we can talk about is Cloverfield. I'm a big fan of the first Cloverfield, and I'm excited to see that they've basically spun off and done a whole bunch of other things. They did, you know, 10 Cloverfield Lane, then the other Cloverfield movie, and then they had the Cloverfield thing on the Netflix,
which is horrible.
Right? Yeah, they had the Cloverfield Paradox. I think it was. Yeah. And they're actually, we actually got news that they're making a direct sequel to the first Cloverfield movie. And this one, of course, is not going to be directed by Matt Reeves, but they're going to be talking with a new aspiring writer and possibly director for this. And it's going to be Joe Barton. And he's been doing a bunch of different things for the BBC and stuff. Okay. It's going to be kind of exciting. I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with this. They haven't necessarily said when it's going to be coming out or what type of works is going to be happening. But from what they're saying, he's basically going to be, it's going to take place under Central Park.
That's
that's going to be pretty interesting because, of course, you know, in the first one we saw that everything was pretty much in Manhattan for the most part. So kind of excited to see what they're going to do with it. Because, of course, you know, I did enjoy the first one. It was one of those found footage type things, and it was fun. It was a fun fucking movie.
Yeah, it still holds up.
Yeah, and it still holds up. And it's one of those, one of the first, like, found footage type movies that I actually really enjoyed. Because it came out, you know, of course, in 2008 when, you know, after the Blair Witch and all that shit. But they did a good job with it. I enjoyed it. And this one, and especially the fact that it was more like on a sci-fi type, sci-fi action type thing. I was like, fuck it, let's do it. And I liked it. And I want to see more, especially if they're going to go back into, you know, from like a direct sequel to the first one. It's going to be cool.
Excited. Yeah, I really liked the first one, and I really liked 10 Cloverfield Lane, so.
Yeah. So the Cloverfield Lane was actually really good too because it was a good take on like, okay, yeah, somebody's basically hiding because shit is fucking crazy outside. And that's what I liked about it. The fact that you had fucking the dad from Roseanne stuck in the basement with a girl that he barely knew. Yeah, it was cool. It was a really cool one. And then I don't think I watched the Paradox. But,
I saw the Paradox. That's the one that came out after the Super Bowl 2018? And it was a bag of garbage. the one thing I remember about 10 Cloverfield Lane, and I'm going to watch it now again, is the ending, which is so good.
Yep. It was really good. Really, really good. You guys should definitely check that out. It's super fun. I like it. Then some other thing that's actually really fun. We both here have been fans of the Titan series that was originally on the Disney, DC.
DC Universe.
Yeah, DC Universe. But now it's going to be on HBO, on HBO Max. And we got news that Titan is getting another Robin. Of course, we have Jason Todd as Robin. Then we also have the original Robin. Dick Grayson, as you know, they're both there, but they just casted pretty much their third Robin, and it's gonna be, you know, we already know it's Tim Drake from the comic, of course, that we've seen him before, but it's gonna be casted by this is a guy that's actually been doing a bunch of different things for HBO as well. And it's called the last thing that he did was I May Destroy You.
That show's really good.
Yeah, I've never watched it.
It's interesting. Dude, like, it's actually really good. I saw that, like, because I think the season, I think it's over, maybe, but it's really good.
Okay. And the guy that I'm talking about is actually Jay. It's about what?
Oh, what? No, the show. No, the show is about a girl that wakes up after partying and she doesn't know what happens to her, and she's like, she feels that she got sexually assaulted, and the show is basically her putting back the pieces of the night. It's a really good show.
Okay. Yeah, and the kid that's going to be acting him is this kid named Jay Lycouro.
Has he been in anything? Because I saw him. I did not recognize him.
I think to my knowledge, he's just been in that. I'm about to Google that real quick and see what else he's been in.
Google.
I think that's pretty much it. Let me see. TV shows that he's been in. Bees. I think he was in the 2020 version of Father of the Bride, which I don't remember them actually doing a remake of it. He was on The Doctors, I May Destroy You. He hasn't really done much. He's pretty much been acting since 2019. So he's fairly new to the acting world. So I'm kind of excited to see what they're gonna do, especially since you said, you know, it's a decent show that he was on. He only had like one episode that he did, I guess. But I'm excited to see what they're gonna do, because you know, I'm a big fan. We're both big fans of Titans, so
yeah.
We just gotta hope that he knows what he's doing. But I'm pretty sure you know they wouldn't just hire a random dude just to do some shit.
I mean, they've been really good. Like, everything that came out of DC Universe has been really, really good, which is, like, shocking because they can't get the fucking movies right, but they fucking nail the TV shows, man. It's like, yeah, because Agent of the Shield sucked. Sorry, but it's just the truth. I love Titans because it made me like characters that I had no interest in. And I've read a lot of that stuff because Teen Titans was one of the comics I read as a kid. And I just really love the way they've handled stuff. And it's great. Great action, great fights. It's a very adult-themed show. You see the characters grow in the first season into becoming better versions of themselves. And then the second season is just this crazy story with Deathstroke. It's a great fucking show, man.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. Like, I'm a huge fan of it. I'm glad that they're going to continue with it and actually, you know, bring some people that, you know, bring more people to it. Bring more people to their eyes. Of course, you know, it is on HBO Max, so there's a lot of people that are watching it. I think they released over the weekend that they have over 22 million people on that streaming service.
Good.
Yeah.
Because that thing has so much good shit, dude. Like, they put all the Godzilla movies on there.
Yeah. Oh, really? All of them?
Yeah, the old ones.
Nice.
They're putting so much Warner Brothers stuff in there. Like, even today, some new movie came out with Denzel. Yeah.
The Little Things or whatever?
Yeah, they came out today. Like, I've always been in HBO. Like, their stuff is always good since Sopranos and the other stuff that they did. Mm-hmm. And, like, Warner Brothers really fucking hit it out the park with HBO Max.
Nice. Hell yeah. They really have. I'm excited that they have that shit in there, bro. That's fairly good shit. The next thing that came out this week, something that, you know, we've both pretty much been fans of for a long time. We're talking about the Sandman series. We know that the Sandman is, of course, an awesome comic or, you know, graphic novel, however you want to call it, made by Neil Gaiman. And there's been talks in that they've been wanting to do a bunch of shit with it. We spoke about them actually having, you know, audiobooks. And whole star-studded cast for the audiobooks. And then there's been talks about movies and television shows and all this other shit. But we finally got a word that the casting for the TV show, which is basically going to be on Netflix. So the Netflix show for The Sandman, it's pretty much casted. And it's actually a pretty decent fucking cast. What the biggest standout for me is Gwendolyn Christie as Lucifer.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's fucking dope. Gwendolyn Christie, for those that don't know, is the girl from Game of Thrones that she was a complete badass. And fucking
Brienne,
dope.
Brienne, yeah. She's Game of Thrones. She's Captain Pussy, Captain Phasma in the shitty sequels.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, she's really good. Yeah, there's
also awesome. Yeah, she's one of my favorites. She's actually a really good actor.
Yeah, and the fact that she's playing Lucifer, that's exciting too. I love it. There's a lot of other people in it. Some people pretty much just have done like British theater.
Yeah, I saw something that they were like, everybody from Game of Thrones is going to be in Sandman.
That's fucking dope though. I like it.
Oh yeah, they're all great actors.
Yeah,
like those British actors that are in Game of Thrones, they're in so many good movies. Mm-hmm. Lannister, Charles Dance, he's in Alien 3. He's in Godzilla, King of the Monsters. So yeah, that cast, like I said before, I'm always gonna love Games of Thrones, and yeah, like that cast is fucking phenomenal. They're great. They're great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fucking good. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this show because, you know, like, I'm a huge fan of the series, and I want to see what they're gonna do with it because, of course, you know, it's gonna be on Netflix, so it's gonna be good. It's gonna be
real. Did they say who they did they cast Def?
Yeah, they did cast Def. Don't remember. I don't think they did cast Def, actually.
Okay, so Sandman, I didn't get into until I read Def, the miniseries, that comic that came out, and that story is really good, and that got me into Sandman from there.
Okay,
but I've been a Neil Gaiman fan for a long time.
A bazillion things.
Yeah, he's done one. My favorite thing that he's done is this like British superhero called Miracle Man, and he did like the last five issues or four, and that stuff is really good. Sandman stuff for me, I didn't read the whole series, but I read a lot of the Death stuff and a lot of the other stuff. And yeah, man, his American Gods is fucking dope.
American Gods is awesome. That's one of the first things that got me into him a while ago, before the TV show. Like, I read the book and I was like, okay, this is, like I said, I've only read to their completion a few books, and that's one of the books that I was like, okay, I love the fucking book. It was good. It's a really good book. I definitely suggest for those that want to read something that's, you know, it's deep and it's all over the place. It's fucking good. Go check that shit out. But yeah, Sandman is going to be awesome. I'm very excited to see what's going to happen with it. Because of course, you know, it's fucking dope. And then I think we got two more things to go. One thing that we spoke about a few episodes ago, probably I'm going to say like, you know, five or six. No, probably even longer. But we talked about, you know, Disney Plus talking about doing a remake, not necessarily a remake, but a continuation in a way, or, you know, a reboot of something that came out a bazillion years ago. And I'm talking about the Mighty Ducks. So they recently released a trailer for, or like a date announcement for the new series that's going to be coming to HBO Max. I was talking about the Mighty Ducks, and it's going to be called The Game Changers. And that looks pretty cool. Like, I've always liked the Mighty Ducks, and actually seeing that they're going to do something with it, that's going to be pretty fucking cool. And it looks cool because it pretty much follows the same type of story.
Yeah, I got to see them again. I remember the first one, but I don't remember the second one.
It looks good.
All I know is that the fat kid turned to a meth head.
Yeah, but it pretty much follows the same type of story because, of course, you know, they have a bunch of older dudes that are like, yeah, like, this, your team sucks, so get the fuck off my team. And Emilio Estevez comes back.
Oh, shit, nice.
Yeah, he comes back and he creates his own team again.
Aw, cool, man. I'll check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks fucking cool. It's got the girl, a bunch of people. I think that girl was in the original one too, right?
I don't remember. I gotta check, look it up. All I know is she's from Gilmore Girls, which I fucking hate.
Yeah, but she's in it, and it looks fucking cool. Like, I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with it because, of course, you know, I'm excited for it.
I have a huge spot in my heart for those game for those movies because they got so many people into hockey.
Yeah. Yeah. Because not many people love hockey. And that's it's a good thing to watch. That's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. Like, I just recently got into hockey, like, in the last few years after going to, like, a couple hockey games. And I was like, this is fucking fun.
Yeah, man. I played until 2002.
Okay.
And that's how I fucked up my back.
Okay. See, like, when I was in New York, I went to a Rangers game. And I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. And then a few years ago, one of the events that was like a kind of like a thank you for being awesome, like a recognition event or whatever, they took us to a Lightning game. And that was fun as fuck.
Yeah.
It was really good. Like, it was really good. Like, I really enjoyed the atmosphere and how everybody was, like, everybody was just fun. It was, like, of course, people were just drinking. But it was still, you know, the camaraderie. And everybody was like, oh, sports ball, even though it's a puck. It was fucking cool. It was fucking cool. I liked it. It was fun. It kind of gave me a little bit of a love for the hockeys in a way, especially being that, you know, we're in Tampa right now, and then they've actually done a really good job the last 2 years.
Yeah, they've rebuilt the team. I mean, yeah, they won the cup, so.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm excited. I'm excited for hockeys, and I want to see the new Mighty Ducks. It's going to be fun. It's going to be cool. And then I guess the last thing that we're going to talk about on this episode is something that we've been a fan of and we've been super excited over. We had a little bit of a tease on last week's episode, but this week, after we recorded, we got the full trailer for the most amazing thing I've ever fucking seen. Actually, no, not the amazing thing I've ever seen. It's one of the best trailers that I've seen in a long time. Because I'm not just going to jump into it and say, like, oh, yeah, it's going to be fucking amazing. And it's just, like, super fucking exciting. And what I'm talking about is Godzilla versus King Kong, or Godzilla versus Kong. And this looks fucking insanely good.
Yeah, dude. Like, have you seen Kong Skull Island?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's so good. I saw, like, seeing it on a nice TV through HBO Max. Oh, dude, that movie's so good.
Yeah. Like, just looking at the trailer, like, there's so much shit here that it's like, wow, what's going to happen? And it looks so awesome.
Yeah.
Especially seeing the shots of, Kong in the daytime and in like, regular surroundings.
Yeah, because the Godzilla movies are dark as fuck.
Yeah. One thing that I did notice that throughout the trailer, there's a lot of talks of what's gonna happen under the example, like how are they gonna be fighting together, but then you see them fighting other people in the trailer or other monsters.
Yeah, there's other monsters that they kind of cut away from.
Right. But the first thing that
I love that scene with Kong and the girl.
That was really good. I like that. I love how they're like, what the fuck is going on with Godzilla? She's supposed to be my homie.
Yeah. Yeah, because then King of the Monsters, he saves the world.
Yeah. And then it's trying to kill Kong. The Kong is like, what the
fuck? Wait. Kong superhero landing. Like, he did the Die Hard jump.
It just looks so good.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
It looks so fun.
The music, I want to find out what song that is.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And he jumps.
Yeah.
That's nuts. There you go. Die Hard jump.
Uh-huh.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah. And also the fact that they're bringing people from both series.
Yeah.
It's fucking dope.
I just love that they're doing this shit now when the technology can do it. Because we were talking about yesterday in the car, or this morning in the car, King Kong, the King Kong from the Peter Jackson one does not hold up.
Nope. Not that good. Fun for its time, but then you actually look back and you're like, yeah, this is stupid.
Yeah, it's got Phantom Menace level. Boom. That's crazy. Man, I can't wait.
Yes.
I got to look at some other stuff because, like, that clip that we just showed has, right after the next video is people breaking down the trailer, and I want to go check that out. Because I know Godzilla and I know King Kong, but I'm not that into them that I know everything about. Like, I don't know King Kong's blood type. There's some nerd out there that knows it. It's not me. Yeah. But, yeah, because we grew up watching this shit. Like, we're fucking old, right? really old. And we're old enough to remember TVs that were, like, not connected to cable. Mm-hmm. And they used to play the Godzilla movies and the King Kong movies on Channel 5, Channel 9, Channel 11.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we would do all weekend, just watch monster movies on TV.
Yeah. Either monster movies or kung fu movies.
I mean, people around the world know who they are. Like, people in El Salvador know King Kong and Godzilla. So it's like, it's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fucking dope. I'm very excited for this shit. Like, I can't wait for it. Like, this needs to happen like soon. I fucking love it. One thing that I did notice is something that Mario, boy, that I'm Mario, friend of the show.
He's the Godzilla guy, right?
He's a fucking huge Godzilla dude. One thing that I did notice that he showed to me was actually in that first scene where you see them, you know, where you see them running into the subway. You kind of see like a red eye. And that's the rumor is that actually could be Mechagodzilla there.
Huh? Oh wow, that would be badass.
Yeah. So if that is, that's fucking insane. And then you see when he's smashing the other monsters against the mountain or whatever.
Yeah, the flying ones.
It could be you know, shit that we've seen before in the last ones, in the originals, you know, the flying ones. I don't remember the fucking names, but yeah, there's a lot of shit that's in there that's very interesting. Also, like what he told me, something I told Renee, that Renee was like, no, this is gonna be crazy, ridiculous if that does happen. But it could be like another crossover into like, you know, the Pacific Rim, you know, realm. Because he did notice that there were little portals in certain places, and that's a possibility that it could be the rift that we saw in Pacific Rim.
Oh yeah, that's right, because they come from another dimension.
Yeah. So,
but the second one was so bad, dude. Like,
yeah, it was. But it's a possibility, so we don't know. We don't know where everything is going.
I didn't even think about that, because yeah, this is supposed to be their friend, one of the this is supposed to set up the other franchise where like all the monsters are supposed to come into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I'm psyched. Whatever they pull off, man, because they've done it really well. They know what they're doing now.
I'm definitely into it. I'm fucking excited. I can't fucking wait. And I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week.
One more thing that I just remembered. We talked about the Invincible show a couple weeks ago, or maybe last month. There's mm-hmm. supposedly a live action show being made, and it might not necessarily be on Amazon.
Yes.
I sent you the picture of the article, but I didn't get a chance to read it. Invincible is a really good comic book. It's like 100-something issues. It's written by Robert Kirkman, who did The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. And it is amazingly good. It's a really cool story. With so many different aspects of superhero life and just life in general mm-hmm. in the superhero life. Because he deals with a lot of the same problems that normal people do. And his father and all the other crazy shit. So yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm already psyched for the cartoon. So like, if they do pull it off with a live action show, I cannot wait.
Yeah. That would be really fucking cool. But I heard actually it wasn't going to be a live action show. I thought it was going to be a live action movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, because we're already getting a TV show that's supposed to be going to Amazon. But there's another thing on top of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll look into it and I'll update it next time we record.
Yeah. Either way, it's fucking exciting.
Yeah, man.
I want to see it all. Let's bring it all. Bring it all this way. Yeah, why the fuck not, you know? And yeah, like I said, that's pretty much it for this week. So make sure you guys go to InterCityX.net. We got a whole bunch of shit. We got this show. We have, you know, It's Poppin'. We have Brides of Jay Presents. We have First Watch, Turntable, InterCity Geeks, the webcomic. What else? Good Games, Comic Books of World, Manga Time, Anime World. So much fucking shit. We got so much stuff. But yeah, go check all that shit out. Check everything that's on there. Also got links to cool places. So you got some beard stuff with Beard Octane. You got some CBD stuff with CBDMD. Also got some shirts and hats and stuff from So Sick Clothing Company. And Amazon, you get a whole bunch of shit from Amazon for freezies if you get your first month free of Amazon Prime. And yeah, so go check that out. Then go find us on the webs everywhere. Actually, you can listen to the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. And then you can find us on the the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, on Twitter at InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you, sir?
You can find me in front of my TV playing a lot of video games.
Yeah.
But you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DarthBX, DarthBX. It's not DarthBox. It's DarthBronx. Really quick, guys, if anyone's listening to this from the Instagram or the Twitter, thank you for being a listener. We appreciate it like you wouldn't believe. Help us spread the show. Help us spread the word on the show, and we'll figure something out. We'll either give you a shout-out or we'll, like, do whatever you want. Because we really need to build this up again, and I think we have a really good show. We're just cool. So thank you guys so much for listening, and Happy New Year. And, guys, be careful, man. These are really crazy times. We thought it would be, it's gonna take a long time for the country to fix itself. So just please be fucking careful. And be safe, wear a mask.
Absolutely. And you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Yes. That's pretty much wraps it up. So I guess, Renee, you pretty much said your goodbyes already.
Yeah, man. Stay awesome, guys.
Yeah. So before I go, I'd like to bring some music to the show. And the song I'm bringing today is from a band that I've been a fan of for a couple years. They're actually pretty damn good. It's a band called Architects, and literally this song is called Dead Butterflies. And it's actually a really good song, a really fun song, and it's a good way to end off the show. So check it out. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Like, I like to bring the fun, like I said. But like I always say, you know, don't be a dick. But above all, don't be a dick. But
you forgot the saying. Are you serious?
Yeah. My brain. It's been long days.
Steve's been off since 5 a.m. and we're recording at like 10. And I was supposed to pick him up and I couldn't because I got cramped. I started cramping up like crazy. The geeks shall inherit the earth.
Yeah.
We're going to get some rest.
Yeah, we're going to get some rest. That's what we done. All right, so catch y'all later.
myself, lost myself in a cloud of.